Florida's former emergency disaster manager, Craig Fugate, is now officially in charge of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. At a news conference in Washington today, Fugate said there are three things he wants people to do as hurricane season approaches in the upcoming weeks.
Get a family disaster plan. Two, go take a Red Cross or first aid training, learn a skill. And last, when disaster strikes, and we don't know what the next disaster is going to be, we're talking about hurricane season, but you know, we got fires, tornadoes, we're dealing with H1N1s. But oftentimes, when disaster strikes, once you make sure you and your family are okay, do one more thing. Check on a neighbor. We'll save more lives in this nation if we realize that oftentimes the best resource in the immediate aftermath of that tornado could be something as simple as once you and your family are okay, check on a neighbor.
FEMA has announced recently it's planning to dispose of excess temporary housing units like travel trailers and manufactured housing that has been determined to no longer be suitable for response to disaster. Fugate was asked if that would continue to be the case if a major storm knocks out a huge portion of a region's housing stock. Fugate said he wouldn't take anything off the table.
One of the things we have to ask people, and this is one of the things I want to come back to, is let's ask residents that are faced with the prospect of what happens if your home is destroyed, particularly if you own your home. What would be the best solution for you if you're going to try to repair your home and stay on your property? And what kind of solutions do we see there? For other situations, we have to back up and go, what's the number? I mean, we often talk about these strategies, but if you recreate the Great Miami Hurricane that hit Florida back in 1926, we could be talking as many as a half a million housing units. Well, that's your number. Now, what are your solutions?
Meanwhile, the Washington Post reported today that the Obama administration is expanding a program initiated by President George W. Bush aimed at checking the immigration status of virtually every person booked into local jails. The program began as a pilot effort in October and operates in 48 counties across the country currently. This year, fingerprints from 1 million local jail bookings will be screened under the program. It also currently operates in Dallas, Houston, Miami, Boston, and Phoenix, according to ICE, and will expand to Los Angeles this year and nearly all local jails by the end of 2012. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano was asked why the need to expand the plan.
We're accelerating it because it works. And what it is a program is, what it actually is it allows jails and prisons to identify individuals in their population that are in the country illegally so that immigration proceedings can be begun oftentimes actually while they're serving their period of incarceration.
Napolitano said the president's budget expands the program from next year and will be part of the administration's enforcement strategy.
Moving forward, our goal is looking at the public safety aspects of illegal immigration, who do we want to make sure that we identify early in the process and make sure that once they serve their sentence, they're not released back in the community, but they go right into an immigration proceeding.
Napolitano has been mentioned in several published reports as a possible pick by President Obama to succeed David Souter on the U.S. Supreme Court. But today, she dismissed such talk.
I have a job, and as you can tell from this press conference, it's a pretty big one, so I'm not looking for a new job.